This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
You're a mean one, Fatboy. You've never skipped a meal. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, fat boy. Your belly has some places that you will never feel.
I'm glad there's not another verse of this song. It can get pretty cruel. I'm glad. Oh, wait a minute.
You're a monster, fat boy. Your heart's an empty hole. Your beard is full of spiders. You've got Hades in your soul, fat boy. We couldn't wrap you with a 39.5-foot rope. You're a vile one, fat boy.
It won't stop.
Your grimace is your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a guy on the Green Mile, fat boy. In the dark, it looks like two of you. I bet funerals make you smile.
Any truth to those rumors? Any of them?
Not in the season anymore.
You're a full one, fat boy.
Is this the last one?
You're a nasty, big old skunk. Your heart is full of diarrhea. Your soul is full of funk, fat boy.
That's it? It didn't say anything again?
No. Good job, Dan. You left it on the cliff.
It built up to nothing.
You quit your job for that, Dan?
Good Lord. Hey, look, he's doing a stay-at-home business. He's fine. Leave him alone about it. Rise Guys Morning
Google
Show.
Ads,
good morning
Dan.
To you. It is 9:09. P1 Sean the Bomb has an interesting story talking about asking permission to be wedded with daughters and things like that. Sean, good morning.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good.
How long have you and the missus been together?
5, almost 6 years.
Good gracious.
And she says almost 5, but I think it's almost 6.
Illegal?
Well, I would go with what she says, generally speaking. What is the fun? You text and said, I have a fun story about my wife and I and permissions from her father. What is this about?
Okay, so she was 16, I was 17. We'd been together for a little while, and we had already talked about having a kid.
Illegal?
Oh, God.
And being married. And so there was one day I was over at her house, and I told her, you know, well, I mean, your parents are going to know that we've been having sex.
What?
So I sat her parents down, and I told them, you know, me and her have been having sex, but I loved her, and I wanted to marry her, and I planned on staying with her the rest of our life. And they didn't know how to react to that at first, but her parents loved me.
Did you say to her dad, look, I've been beating this up for a little bit?
Yeah, how did you put it? Did you say we've Copulated? Is that how you say it? What is it? Conjugated.
I straight up said we've been having sex.
Illegal.
And what was your reaction to that? Did you use condoms?
They didn't say anything. They didn't know what to say. It's not something that somebody expects a 17-year-old young man to say to them. You know what I mean?
I mean, was Dad like, look, I need a drink. Would you like some?
A liquor?
Some liquor. Something fun like
that. No, but he still reminds me to this day, I'm lucky I didn't get shot.
Wow, what a nice father-in-law. Sean, let me ask you this. I'm catching some crap about this. So I'm equating that to the whole surprise military homecomings. Do you agree with me that, let's say that there's a mom at home and she just wishes that her son would come home from Beirut, wherever he's at.
He's in Lebanon.
Yeah.
And I wish he would come home. And she talks to him and she's like, oh, Jeremy, I wish nothing more in this world if you were home. And he's like, Mom, I know, but I'm over here in Beirut. And then we're trying to catch Baghdadi, wherever he would be. But all the while, he's at an airport. And she's sitting there just so depressed. And then Christmas morning, guess what? They say, close your eyes, Mom. And when she turns around, there's Jeremy, home from Beirut. Don't you think that's selfish on Jeremy, this fictional military guy?
Well, I got to be honest. I do that pretty much exact same thing to my wife just about every day.
You pretend to be in Beirut?
No. She asked me, when are you going to be home from work? I'm like, it's going to be a while. Meanwhile, I'm already heading to the house.
Did you guys ever get caught hooking up after that happened? Would you talk to her parents?
No, because I'm pretty sure they understood.
Oh, so you think you know whenever.
So you tell her, you're like, oh, I've got a couple more hours, but all the while you're on your way home. So are you trying to catch her do something?
No, I just like surprising her. I like the look on her face when she sees me.
You're going to be like Owen Wilson at the beginning of whatever that movie was.
Yeah, Luke Wilson, old school.
That's it.
It's a palooza.
Did anybody ever see Nothing to Lose starring Tim Robbins and Martin Lawrence from the late 90s?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, Tim Robbins goes home from work, and he's going to surprise his wife, but she's in there having sex with his boss.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Dang
that's
it.
Sean the Bomb here.
That'd be awful.
All right, so, Sean, you don't say that's selfish. You say, ha-ha, that's a fun thing.
Yeah. It's just a fun thing to do. I mean, but I'd say the big difference is that, you know, my wife sees me every day, and in that other situation, you don't know what's going on with your family member. I mean, I could see how it would be a little messed up.
Right. All right, Sean, thank you for your call, and tell the father-in-law we said hello. Okay, goodbye.
Your phone always sucks,
Sean. It always sucks at the end of the call.
Every time it sucks.
Hey, I won't be able to be at Christmas. I have to work.
Yeah.
And then everybody's sitting there, and right as you know, there's a Matthew, you didn't have to work. You're here. Ha-ha. They're like, damn it. Aww. We thought you had to work. This sucks. You're really here.
Told ya.
Guess what? Ha-ha. I really can have kids. You're going to be a father.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a surprise, but it's kind of a...
Selfish.
Yeah, it's kind of a selfish surprise. I don't think Matt likes that kind of surprise.
I don't like selfish surprises.
All right.
I don't like surprises in general, but especially those. Like, I get it. Like, you've earned the right to do that. Don't get me wrong, especially military service folks.
Yeah.
You got the right to do it how you want to do it. But to me, if I'm the dad who's waiting on my kid to come home and they're like, oh, I can't make it home from Beirut.
What in the hell's going on in Lebanon?
I don't know. I can't talk about it. They won't let me talk about it.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's happening over there that I need to know about.
Watch the news.
There's some stuff going on that I need to be aware of in
Lebanon. I taped the news, and I'm catching up from 82 right now.
Oh, okay.
We're in Lebanon because we were in Syria, but Trump pulled us out.
Ooh.
Are you okay?
You got that. I got hiccups, man.
I don't know what that was. But I think I think it's, if you start thinking about it afterwards, you're like, oh, man, like I made them feel like crap for days and maybe even weeks on end just to make them feel amazing for like 15 minutes.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just think it's, yeah, I get it. I'm going to catch crap, and I already am. You okay, let me rephrase this. You have the right as a service man or service woman or service person of our country to do that. But I think at the end of it, you probably say, oh, yeah, I should have told them.
Should have let them know.
Let them know. Because they were just woe is me forever.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't want to have them woeing.
But no. When you wait for phone calls and you think you're just going to get a phone call and you see someone walk through the door, it's the best thing ever. It really is, to be surprised like that.
Yeah, but think about the time when you felt like crap for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah, but it's a nice surprise.
Good Lord, that sounded like a drip of water.
Look at you.
Just to see someone's face that you didn't think you were going to see. It's a great feeling.
Scare him.
Got that nine drip going on.
Yeah, you
got
to scare him to stop doing it.
All right.
Well, I ain't scared him much. It's hard to do.
I mean, you have the right to do it, certainly. But the whole thing about, like, oh, I have to work and I'm going to, or we're going to Karen's family's this weekend. We can't make it, Mom. Sorry. And then you pop in. You're a dickhead. You're the Christmas dickhead.
Yeah. That's somebody texted in.
On the shelf.
You ever fake throwing a ball to a dog? You know what?
Man, oh, yeah, that's fun.
I won't do that to Inga because I feel too bad about it. I got too much respect for that animal as an animal.
Yeah, only do that if you're doing it for a viral video. If you're doing it just for your own, you know, gettings offs, and then you're wrong.
Yeah, like I've done it to dogs in the past, but the older I get, like, no, I won't prank the dog even.
Right. So should I not use laser pointers either?
Now they enjoy that.
No, I'm talking about at the airport.
No, yeah,
don't
no,
do
no,
that.
No, don't do that. No,
all right,
no. Not the green ones especially.
All right, that's the way we'll vote on that. All right, Paige, we got a bunch of headlines and plenty of time to do it. What are you working on in the plans?
Well, a female cop catches a criminal by proposing to him. You'll get the details next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh, it was bait ring.
I'll marry you or else.
All right, we'll find out what that means next in your Rise Guys. And don't forget Nine's TSL question of the day for WWE Raw tickets. That'll be coming up at the end of the show. It's the Rise Guys. Guys.
Get your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free. On your phone.
93.3.
The Rocks!
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
A wanted criminal was carrying a $10,000 bounty on his head, and a female cop nabbed him by proposing to him and then arrested him at the wedding. So here's the backstory.
Good Lord, that's real, like, covert.
It would never happen in the United States, probably.
Why?
Well,
we don't allow women to propose.
No, I just don't think that people would want to get married that fast. That might be a deterrent.
Bounty law.
Well, in India, this man by the name of Balkishan Shobi.
Oh, yeah.
He was wanted for several crimes, including a murder. Maybe that's why the $10,000 was put on his head. And he kept finding ways to dodge the cops. Well, police found out that he was looking to get married. So a female cop called him. Said it was the wrong number and started chatting with him. And after a week of talking on the phone, she proposed to him. And he said yes. So things are a little different in India. Obviously, people probably figured that out here in the United States. And they scheduled their wedding for this past Thursday. And when he showed up, his fiance arrested him. And now he's in jail.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would watch that reality show. It's like a 90-day fiancé, but it's really like 30 days in.
Yeah. I like that.
That's strong.
So there you go.
The bachelorette party. There's a cake there, and you're expecting a scripper to jump out.
Well, they have that?
And then guess what?
What?
It's SWAT.
No!
They come out of the cake.
That's the thing, though, right? They got one of those 30-day shows.
Hold on, Sticks. Let's go live now to Nikita's, where there's a bachelorette party going on.
Goodness.
Thank you.
All right. Well,
Koloff's. What were you thinking?
Oh, Nikita Koloff's. I get you.
Well, yeah. Now that the whole Simpson thing is on Disney+, right? There were some rumors going around with the Simpsons That theme song composer, Danny Elfman, says that he heard the show was coming to an end after the current season. But another producer says that's not true at all. The Simpsons was renewed for two more seasons in February. So it will continue on.
Jimmy, is there anything left with that? You're the Simpsons aficionado in the show.
Yeah, it never has to end unless they just are ready for it to end. You know what I mean? Go infinitely. Indefinitely.
I haven't watched forever. Family Guy in forever, but do those, like, is Chris still in school? Like, do they progress them in age the way they don't the Simpsons?
I don't think so. That's what Conan was saying because he used to write for him.
Yeah, that's why a cartoon can go forever because they stay the same age.
The Barbarian or the Destroyer?
No, both.
Both. Okay. Both.
Homer enters scene.
Viva la raza.
I mean, as long as you have the audience, you can continue on. And apparently people still love The Simpsons.
Yeah, it still makes tons of money.
So do you.
Who are you talking to?
You wait till the football's over. Doom and gloom city.
Oh, man. We get a
when does soccer
show?
Start? You want to do a baseball, soccer show?
NASCAR or anything? No. Anything at all?
Do a baseball show?
Yeah. I do 162 of them a year. Every game, man, every game.
Ingles, holler at your boy. I know some stuff about baseball.
Yeah, we can talk about baseball.
If you're into some pre-97 baseball, I'm your guy.
There you go.
Do that for a few seasons and retire.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you're on social media all the time and you believe that everything that an influencer tells you, you better think again. Because sometimes they are not correct and it could hurt you. In the case of one, Josh Brolin, who says he tried to sun his buttocks and it didn't go well.
He tried to sun it?
Yeah, he tried to get a tan down there.
That's the thing that was going on last week where some influencer on Instagram was saying that it's good for you to get more, I guess, vitamin D is to just get naked in the sun and sun your anus.
Yes, this person, Metaphysical Megan, spoke out on the health benefits of sunning down there.
Okay, when you say down there,
I'm saying the taint to your perineum.
Yeah, I'm talking about the BH.
Okay. Yeah,
well,
right,
which
there
one?
In
BH.
The whole part, because how would you isolate it? You'd have to put it somewhere in the sun.
I'd have to lay like I was a baby getting my diaper changed.
Yeah, something like that.
I would smother.
Yeah, you'd have to get your knees up by your ears to get it right.
Impossible. What is this, a tornado drill or are we laying out?
I guess you could do it in yoga, like, you know, some child's pose.
Downward dog.
With the sun behind you, obviously, or downward dog, too.
I do the public restroom squat is usually what I end up with most days.
So she went as far as to say.
On your hands, you got to get it up to the sun.
Yeah.
That 30 seconds of sunlight on your area is the equivalent to a full day of sunlight with your clothes on, which is, you know, 30. I would say that to be out in the sun for a little bit of time, you don't need to just put something up like that unprotected without sunscreen.
Which is it, though? Is it just the anus or all areas around? Because, Paige, you mentioned the perineum, which...
Is the, well, according to
slang
this, the
term
anus
for taint.
Area where she's suggesting that you get your sun area on your buttocks.
Well, learn to walk on your hands.
Yeah, you got to.
But, no pun intended, you have to be very careful because if you've ever had a sunburn down there, it's not ideal. I've never burned that area.
I have, but not with the sun.
I've been to a nude beach where I've burned my butt and my boobs, and it hurts really bad. And you don't want to do that because you're so uncomfortable, you can't wear clothes. And I couldn't imagine what he went through saying that.
I thought last week you went to the nude beach, but did not get completely naked.
That was at that one beach. I have nude sunbathed in the backyard completely naked, and I've had a serious sunburn because I only use baby oil.
God bless.
Well,
so you have any vacancies nearby?
If you're to know,
lost now.
If you're doing that on that area, I couldn't imagine how bad that would hurt.
I'd be afraid I'd do a slip and slide right out of the damn sun booth.
You're going to fall asleep with your cheeks? Ugh.
So,
snoring with it open.
Josh said that he was crazy burned. And he was going to spend the day shopping with his family. Instead, he was icing and using aloe and burn creams because of the severity of the pain. Don't believe everything that you see.
Yeah.
It's not true. And what may work for someone else may not work for you because you may have a different type of skin.
Fat boy, bleaching is still okay.
Yeah, I prefer Yeah. He does it.
Have you done that? That's really cool.
It's been going on in Greenville for years. Southern Bleachery. That's what they did over there.
I didn't know he went and had the service done.
No, you got to get him.
Nothing to do with textiles.
You just need a step ladder and some bleach.
It was a sexual meal instead of a textile meal.
I get it.
Bend over, look at your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you want to have it the best, I guess, if people see you down there. And that way you make it all
Is
perfect.
That how you meet people?
I don't know.
I mean, hello?
M-E-A-T.
Yeah.
Get to know people a little better, maybe. I don't know. Intimate. That's too much intimacy for my taste.
I agree. You know, especially but even when you lay in a tanning
having
bed.
Having that conversation.
That would scare the stuff out of me if I was completely naked.
Like, yeah.
Just talking about my Dugan only.
Yes. Yeah.
You wear a sock, right? Supposed to.
Yeah,
Blank sock. And the tanning bed, because you don't want to scar that.
No. You don't want to burn that.
Oh.
Ouch.
Now you tell me.
They can make ones you got to stand up in. Who the hell would want to stand up for 20 minutes anywhere?
Well, I need one like that so I can go in upside down.
The standing beds are better because you don't have
standing beds.
Well, you know,
come on.
If you've ever laid in the bed and there's a certain part on your back that doesn't get tan, your lower back,
then you got to turn over, right?
Yeah, but there's
that's the story of my life, Paige. In 100 pounds ago, when I would get suntanned,
yes,
I would look like I was tie dyed because there's certain areas,
yeah,
that were covered up.
But so the standing one will help with that problem.
I put just my genitals in the tanning bed.
Yeah, like I need one of them inversion tables to really get tanned in the tanning bed.
He said, that was a glory hole. I told you 10 times.
Right, that's what I do if I'm on the teeter hang-ups, the inversion table that flips around. That's what I do when I go to the nude beach.
that old dude?
Yeah, good. I'm sunbathing naked on one of them tables on a nude beach.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I did it in a hammock one time. Did I look like fishnets.
Down, yeah, upside down and naked.
Nice pattern, Matt Man. Dookie branches.
Nice big fish.
We both naked with you.
Goodness.
The good old days.
Not bad. All right. Well, there was some good news that came out on after Friday, Black Friday. We spent a record $7.4 billion, which was a lot better, 6% better than last year's record. And they're predicting that we will spend even more today for Cyber Monday. They're estimating it will hit $9.4 billion.
Shoot.
So people are going out spending money this year, which means that the economy is much better than everybody says.
You got your eye on something already for today? Anybody?
No.
I bought something this morning.
Well, I'm about to.
Yeah.
What?
Look at all these Rick Dalton posters you can buy for the wall.
Oh, I love Rick Dalton, man.
I get 14 fists to McCluskey. I get Nebraska Jim.
Love.
What
love
is that?
Rick Dalton.
I'm not in on the fun joke.
So once upon a time in Hollywood, Leonardo DiCaprio plays Rick Dalton.
I didn't watch it yet. Jimmy was raving about it the other
it's
day.
Great.
Oh, funny as hell, man. I laughed my ass off watching that movie.
These are all Rick Dalton movies. They're fake movie posters.
Uh-huh.
Did you, I know Nine did, Fat Boy, did you or did you, Paige, see The Irishman?
Yeah, I watched it.
All 3.5 hours?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good, but you got to love movies.
Yes.
To like
Same
it.
Thing I said.
Did you? Yeah. You saw the whole thing, though.
That's it took 2 days.
Ooh.
It's 3.5 hours. I can't sit still for that long, but I loved it. But 30 minutes of it was not needed. Maybe
really?
45 minutes of it was not needed.
I'll just go all out if you're going to go.
But it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was
freaking good. De Niro, Pacino, and Pesci. God bless.
Oh, it was great. Great movie, man.
I thought the young son was Matt Damon for a while, the blonde-headed kid. It was not Matt Damon. IMDb told me it was not.
Damn, great movie.
It looks like an inbred Matt Damon, but it's not him.
But it looked like albino Matt Damon, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wonderful movie, but just a little too long.
Yeah, I watched some good stuff, man, between, that and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Did you notice the cameos in there? Like, who was playing Don Rickles?
Oh, yeah.
No.
He didn't change his voice at all.
Uh-oh. It was Jim Norton.
Yeah, it was Jim Norton.
No, well, what a perfect person to play in.
Yeah, I mean, Don Rickles is his hero.
I enjoyed when, this isn't giving anything about the movie away if you haven't seen it, but, I guess it would be.
Crazy Joe Gallo was Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah.
From Impractical Jokers. There's a lot of flashbacks, and when they try to make people in the movie that are really, really old look really, really young. Oh, it's great Hollywood.
It is. Yeah. It's fun, man.
Because they do it without any filters or, like Snapchat, old face, young face stuff. I mean, they do it with makeup and stuff, and it's It's the way movies should be more. Not that damn long, though.
It was all computers.
No, it was not. I looked it up.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. They mentioned that. That's not true. I looked it up. They said Doohickey was not into that. He wanted to do it full latex makeup and eye coloring.
They couldn't, though, for all of it.
You son of a gun. You're wrong.
I've read it, too. Even, I think I'm making stuff up.
Even whose blogs you read?
I read Scorsese daily.
You really read that?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I read the complete opposite. They said it was full on Hollywood. There was even no stunt doubles. That was really them getting fighting around and stuff. I want to see what you read because I was like marveling in the fact that that was no computer CGI bullcrap.
I got mine off radio.com.
Well, it's not to be trusted.
I did. But that's where I got it.
So, huge news for Disney at the box office. Frozen 2, from Wednesday through Sunday, it earned $288 million.
That was a smart move to drop it right then.
So big around Thanksgiving weekend at the box office.
They'll also own the toy aisle.
Yeah, oh yeah.
For girls and little boys that they want. Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty big.
Nine was showing me that you can get the Central Perk. Bless you early. Bless you early, pink elephants. Pink elephants.
Sorry not to.
That you can get Central Perk from Friends as a Lego set.
What?
With all the characters.
Yep, you can. Even Gunther. You get all the Friends and Gunther at the coffee shop.
Greenville's Gunther. They named the theater after him.
You get a Lego Gunther.
Yeah. Lego Gunther. Cool. Clemson's Gunther.
It was platinum hair.
That clearly is not for kids. So here's what I'm thinking. The way Mary is with puzzles. Are Legos going to be the puzzles of the senior citizens of this generation?
Oof. Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah. You're going to be buying puzzles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Legos.
Do they make a Mayberry RFD Lego set?
Not yet. Never, though, will they do that.
That show holds up, man.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. People love funny. It.
I watched an episode the other day.
Because we've gotten more conservative and it's so risque now compared to what's on TV.
You're right.
Like the 90s, what a freewheeling fun time that was. And now it's like, man, we got a stick up there pretty deep. Mm-hmm. I ain't planning on pulling it out no time soon.
Not till tomorrow when we announce your punishment.
Uh-oh. Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Also, this right here, talking about stuff that's popular you've never heard of. The number one album in America right now is by the legend Trippie Redd. Everyone knows Trippie Redd.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well,
Trippie Redd.
Is he?
I don't know. I have no idea the genre. I've got an idea.
You don't hang with a boogie with a hoodie?
I don't know. Also, other people, the number eight album in the country is by YNW Melly.
Did he do a song with Ozzy, too?
Yeah, probably.
All right, Paige. Who the hell are these people with number one albums?
I think now we're being worked by Billboard. I think they're making it. And you're like, oh, that guy. That's a fake name.
You might be right.
Not real.
Crisis Musicians is the thing now. All right, thank you, Paige. Thank you, Rocker Bells. When we come back, WWE Raw from the Well, the Bonzer Gore Wellness Arena. We have you a pair of tickets. Monday week. That's a week from today.
Oh, yeah, Monday Night Raw coming up Monday week.
That's right. Nine's TSL question of the day for a pair right after this.
Sky's Morning Show.
93.3, The Planet Rocks.
I almost continued to talk about that just now on the show.
I know.
We were talking about off the air, and we can't.
Don't you do it.
But it's a good movie. She drives at night. Check it out. It's really good.
Let's talk about Nine's BD.
No, that stood... Oh, crap. I wrote that down and I forget. Anyway, it's coming up on December 10th. Nine's BD.
My BD on December 10th. That's Tuesday week.
Nine's PP. Pigskin Punishment.
Oh,
that'll be Wednesday.
Well, it'll be announced tomorrow. As well as a brand new Truth and Consequences, as well as more Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets, as well as... more tickets to WWE Raw. That goes down a week from today at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, which, guess what? We got a pair right now.
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
If you were listening around 7:30 this morning, you heard me say the last time I sold myself. I gave the date and everything. When was it? Text that answer to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line at 72341. That's 72341. Look, this is for Monday Night Raw tickets. That's why it's a hard question.
I don't even remember.
93rd correct answer going to Monday Night Raw next Monday live at Bon Secours Wellness Arena in downtown Greenville.
You want the actual date?
Or how many days, how long ago it was? Yeah, something fairly. Look, I said it several times. Somebody pays attention.
When
is
your
Raw
birthday
tickets?
Coming up?
Tuesday week.
Okay. Oh, so that's what it is.
Tuesday week, yeah.
All right.
32.
Shoot.
What is he going to be?
Look, other people got it.
What, how old are you going to be?
No, when the date was.
Let me see.
But just stream it in, look.
God, you got good memories.
Yeah, I mean, they pay attention, man. Oh. They pay attention to me talking about my bowels.
Oh, I don't.
See?
Well, I hope. Yeah, see?
Yeah,
see?
Cops
and
robbers.
They pay attention when I don't care. A bunch of coppers.
Yeah.
All right, text that to 72341. 93rd correct answer will win. And I said everything's going to be on tomorrow's show. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341.
I'd like to welcome our streaming listeners to the tail end of the show. Get there the last 3 minutes.
And we're back. Feel free to stream Paige as she rocks you at work. Right, Paige, you'll do that today?
All day, yeah.
And then Fatboy will be back 5 a.m. with the Rise Guys Rewind. We'll, of course, go live at 6. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your Cyber Monday.
Ugh. Hey, ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
A 93-minute rock block kicks off
that
next.
Back.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.